producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Another hour of the most listened to program on the Northern Plains. This is What's on Your Mind. Why do we call it What's on Your Mind? What's on Your Mind? Why is that the name of the show? Pretty simple. We want to know what's on your mind. So pick up that phone. Call the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. You can text us to 701-226-8503 with your questions and or comments. You can email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Follow me on Twitter at Scott Hannon, all one word, at Scott Hannon. That's how that Twitter deal works. Or follow us on Facebook, whatsonyourmindradio.com. Okay? A little later on this hour, we're going to chat with Jeff Phillips. He is the Executive Director of the Reserve Officers Association. Did you follow this? The President's recent in-your-face veto of the National Defense Authorization Act? That is funding for our troops. What will that veto mean for the Guard and Reserve Forces? We're going to ask someone who's been there, done that today on the program. Coming up a little later on. On the news, we've been talking about that spill at an Oasis Petroleum drilling site near White Earth. Got the facts on that for our listener. We've been talking about an alarming piece of news in the way it's been sensationally reported, and that is a WHO World Health Organization, their International Agency for Research on Cancer, weighing the strength of the scientific evidence that some food, along with drink and pesticide and smokable plants, are a carcinogen. Bottom line, they're trying to say our beloved Cloverdale bacon is a carcinogen. What's the deal with this? Now, we've gotten a few other facts on this. We're going to go to one of our favorite sponsors here on the program, the good folks from Cloverdale, and get some answers on that. We spent a little time talking about Donald Trump in an interview he did yesterday with Matt Lauer, in which he talked about how it was a tough start for him and that he had to borrow $1 million from his dad, pay it back with interest, and that was his start into real estate. Some folks are trying to say, this is a out-of-touch Mitt Romney moment for Donald Trump. Most of you have not bought that at all and actually appreciated the way he addressed that. So we've been talking a little bit about that. I did want to mention one thing. Yesterday we briefly mentioned that we had a report of traffic being diverted on Highway 83 south of Minot yesterday. We learned later in the day that was because of a multi-car accident involving a couple of semis, and there was a fatality there. The fatality was that of an acquaintance that I knew because of his success coaching the Blue Jays of Stanley, Lynn Engett. He also was a city council member for a time in Stanley, North Dakota. More recently, he stepped away as coach and was athletic director.
Pretty sad situation how that accident played out. Did you read that part of it?
Terrible. Yeah. Just absolutely terrible. I think just a prime example that when fog happens, you just got to change the rules completely, right? And there was this whole chain reaction. And what I saw actually was someone that was in the opposite lane that was filming it, you know, all the way down. And you're just going car after car, truck after truck, and all this mangled mess. It just is awful. And it did claim the life of Lynn Engett. So thoughts and prayers. I actually worked with Lynn's sister, Misty, for a lot of years in Grand Forks. She still is up there at KNOX Radio there. So it's just a terrible situation. Lynn was a great public servant in many ways in Stanley. And it's awful. It's terrible. It's a tragedy. No doubt about it. So our thoughts and prayers to the Stanley Blue Jay community, to the Angots. We feel terrible, awful. So what else? We're going to check in with T.J. Russell from Cloverdale here in a minute. We're having trouble reaching him right now for some reason, but we're working on that. Phones are full, so we'll get to those while you're waiting here. Jim and Fargo, you're first to go on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Welcome. Thanks for calling.
Hello. Yeah, I can understand, what baffles me when we are running for president, why we would not want to take the most successful, accomplished person and put them in that position. Why does the resume read one person who's never accomplished a darn thing and is broke and understands how it feels like to be poor? It's absolutely ludicrous.
It is, but it's typical, isn't it?
Well, it's ludicrous. I mean, why would you not want somebody who's done something? Take a look at what we like. I mean, the accomplishment there is I got free college and free this and free that and blah, 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 and there we sit.
Yeah, I agree. Do you know that the I forget where I saw this, but there was an analysis of the trait that was the most successful for every president that has been elected in the last umpteen years, and it was likability. That, I like him. He's likable.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Now, I want a likable president too, but I also want a competent one, right? And I think we're in the mess we're in for that trait more than anything. That we sit there and say, they're nice. I want somebody who's
The likability, because a very good friend of mine, she passed away here not long ago, but, she, when Gore versus Bush in 2000, she says, Bush will win because he's more likable than Gore.
Yeah.
That was another deal with
Obama. He was likable.
Yeah.
And now people that make $20 million a year and get helicopter rides to work are, able to stir a controversy over, he's out of touch. It's pretty amazing. I'm with you, Jim. Been there, done that. What have they done? What are their accomplishments? Laurel and Hazen, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Hi, Laurel.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning to you.
I don't call in very often. I love your show, Scott, and I love how you represent North Dakota. I am just with you 100% on your show.
That's very kind of you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Makes me really nervous. That's why I don't call in more often. But I just wanted to call in and say I am one of those 100% Carson supporters, and I really would encourage people not to listen to the media, not to listen to what Trump has to say about Carson, but go get his books and read them yourself and form your own opinions exactly from what the man says, not what everybody says about him.
It's great advice, Laurel, because, again, there's agendas at work when other people are telling you what to think about this person or that person. Inform yourself.
Yeah. All his latest books. I've gotten the one called One Nation. It is like a textbook that teaches us as lay people how to understand what's happening with political correctness, the liberal media, how to combat that. At the end of each chapter in that book, there are questions for myself as the reader to answer. There are exercises that he encourages me to go out and practice, putting into practice how to combat political correctness when I hear it right where I live. And the next book called Perfect Union is a whole teaching about the Constitution and, again, encourages every lay person to know and understand what's in that Constitution. He is a brilliant man. And nothing has come that easy for him. So there is more to that man than just being likable. There's a lot of depth there.
Yeah, he's wicked smart, and he's also nice. which is kind of a, you know, an interesting trait because he combines the two of those things. I mean, I think Donald Trump's darn smart and a lot of achievements in his, but I don't know that nice is the word I would use to describe him, right? It's he's got that New York sort of elbow throwing, kind of trait to him. Can I send you a couple more books, including, Enoch Thorsgaard's book, Horsepower to Satellite in a Single Lifetime?
You sure can.
And then you can call us and give us a little review of it. I'll throw mine in, too, and you could use that for a doorstop. But read Enoch's first, okay?
All right.
All right, and just need to hang on, Laurel, so we can get your address and mail that off to you. Because
right.
Since you said you listen so often but call less, I thought maybe if we send you a couple of goodies, you'll call more, okay?
All right, thank you.
Call again. You did great. Hang on a sec, Laurel. Manny will get your information there. Karen in North Fargo wants to talk bacon. I love it when I look on the call screeners here and I see bacon, right? Tom and Dickinson, Bob and Grafton, Lee and Bismarck. Hang tight here. We're going to also, we caught up with TJ Russell from Cloverdale. We're going to get some facts on all the hyperbole that's out there on the bacon question from the World Health Organization. That when we return on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Chairman Tyler Spike. Together with our 12-member board of farmer leaders and 5-member staff, we are 100% committed to delivering value to producers. We work to support your success by investing checkoff dollars in programs that will help you be more knowledgeable, competitive, and profitable. Considerable thought and due diligence goes into every decision our board members make relative to checkoff investments. We ask two questions in the boardroom. How will this investment bring value to you? And how will this investment create demand for our soybeans? If we cannot answer these questions with a high degree of confidence, we do not fund the program. We will continue working hard to ensure our soybean industry remains strong, viable, and well-positioned for the future.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with 4 stents. I was taking nitro 2 or 3 times a week. The very first day after taking heart and body extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Past the hour, rolling on, the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline waiting for you at 800-228-0550. And on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline right now is fourth generation Russell to talk a little bit about what's been in the news. Our friend TJ Russell, president and CEO of Cloverdale Foods. Hello, TJ.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Well, I'm doing good. I'm with Joe down in California today.
All right, you're out to introducing more and more California folks to that great Cloverdale products, right?
Oh, we have a great customer down here. We've been with them for a long, long time, and thank goodness they're expanding, and thank goodness they really like us, and they want us to keep growing with them.
That is awesome.
So that's what we're doing. Down here doing a little reconnaissance in the store right now.
Oh, heck of a deal. Now, so I'm just curious, when you open up your paper and get a copy of the World Health Organization saying a product that you sell is awful terrible, how a day like that starts?
Well, I had Eggs Benedict this morning with a nice slice of ham on it, and I feel like $1 million bucks. So I probably feel just as good as everybody else that ate ham, bacon, and sausage for breakfast today.
You know, it's funny. Most of our listeners, from the second this thing broke, the word I would use is defiance. Like, I don't believe it, and I'm doubling down. I mean, people just obviously love the products you sell, so they're not doing it. But in all seriousness, what are they up to here? What's going on?
No, I don't mean to be smug about it either. I mean, let's be honest. We all need to lead healthier lifestyles, myself included. And you know, it's kind of a mathematical problem. The more input I've got and the less output I've got, I'm going to have a problem. So I guess I've got to be a little more fitness-minded and be a little less energetic about how much I eat. So, you know, that's probably more of an American lifestyle in terms of, you know, maybe we're just eating too darn much stuff, not necessarily the wrong stuff all the time.
Well, but I just said,
look, it's kind of fun for people to point out all the wrong stuff, I guess.
Yeah, that's a popular sport. There's no question about it. But if I'm trusting sources on, okay, you know, what am I eating, and is it what I should be eating? You know, I think I'm going to trust the North Dakota State University Meat Lab, who said, by the way, it's kind of nonsense in response to this report, before I'm going to trust the World Health Organization, International Agency for Research, trying to say bacon's a carcinogen. I mean, what in the world? It defies logic.
Yeah, it really does. And when you look at, if you take the time to learn anything about how bacon is made, it's one of the few things in the meat department of a grocery store that the way God engineered hogs and the way that pork belly came off of a pig, it's still pretty much what you have in a package. There's been grandpa's special flavoring, you know, our cure that's been added to bacon, and then we smoked it and sliced it. As opposed to other products in the meat department, like a sausage, for example, has got a number of pork and beef trimmings. Bacon, there's been nothing added. Good old cure, smoked, sliced, pretty simple.
I was digging into this report. There actually was some analysis on this, and it said, you know, look, if smoking increases your relative risk of lung cancer by 2,500%, eating two slices of bacon a day increases your relative risk for cancer by 18%. They go on to say that given the frequency of the kind of cancer they're talking about being a higher risk here, that means your risk of getting cancer over your lifetime goes from 5% to 6%. And by the way, your bacon, intake may vary. If this is the level of risk you're running your life on, then you really don't have much to worry about, is what an oncologist from Columbia had to say in response to the report. So, you know, it's being
a 1% change.
Yeah, so I guess what I'm getting at is scientifically it's been picked apart pretty bad, hasn't it?
No, it sure sounds like it. I haven't read that, but it sounds spot on. At the end of the day, for crying out loud, I you know what? America wants cheap food, for God's sake. And I think industry in general, the food industry in general, responds to that, to where the market is going. And now as the market has want cleaner and cleaner products, cleaner ingredient statements, you're seeing that move. You know, McDonald's with antibiotic-free chicken and you know, some year from now, Subway making a change to a nitrite-free product, you know, by 2025. These are huge changes in our industry.
And what is the nitrate for? What does the nitrate do?
Well, it's a bit of a, you know, like in ham, for example, without nitrite, you wouldn't have that nice smoky pink color in ham. What does it do scientifically? I'm not a meat scientist. I wish I was, but I don't have the great answer for that. But you know, there's other ways to achieve the same taste and the same profile with products like some celery derivatives. So you're starting to see some uncured ham with celery powder, cherry powder, and things like that, things that are very familiar to your kitchen cupboard. And we're developing more and more of those products in our catalog every day.
Bottom line, this is, well, it's funny. I'm looking at the front page of the Fargo Forum today. It says, locals say cancer report is a bunch of baloney. Area red meat fans say WHO findings won't change habits. So there's a lot of pushback against this from your customers, just so you know.
Well, again, people are going to, you know, we're all supposed to get off the couch and exercise more and lead a healthier lifestyle, but what do you do at night when you go home? You turn on the TV and check out for a while.
Well, I'll if I can have some more bacon, I'll be happy to, you know, get a little more active on the treadmill.
Sure. Chipotle garlic's on the way.
That's going to be something. Yeah, the sampling of that at the NDSU Bison game, folks, I need to have this by the holidays. So that you're going to make it? It'll be out for the holidays?
I think that's the timeline for it.
Perfect. Should be great. Super Bowl parties. A lot of folks said, I got to have this for the Super Bowl party. So it's dandy. That one, the Chipotle bacon really goes over well. I've had a little pre-sample. Good stuff. The bottom line, everything's better with bacon, right?
Everything's better with bacon. Everything's better with Cloverdale on your plate. Put a teardrop ham on your plate and smother with bacon.
There you go. Now you're talking. All right, TZ, we'll let you get back to it in California. Thanks for weighing in. Folks wanted to hear from their favorite bacon source, so we tracked you down today.
We're on top of it, and we're changing with our customers. We're not oblivious to it. We're changing with them.
Appreciate the update. Thanks a bunch. Travel safely.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
All right, folks, 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Tom Dickinson, go.
Yes, I was just calling about the man that commented about Donald Trump, that kind of the most successful guy would make a great president. But, you know, what about morality? I mean, doesn't that mean anything? I mean, my opinion, I guess, of Donald Trump is I think the Democrats would love to see him get the front runner for the Republicans, and at that point, that's when they're going to start pouring heat on him. This is nothing that Donald Trump will experience, that he'll have to answer questions about his personal life. And we all believe people can change and so on, but like this Ben Carson, you know, strikes me as a pretty moral person, like a person that is honest and moral. It seems like that's the kind of person we would want as a president and successful. I mean, certainly not a dummy.
You know, it's interesting. The points you raised, Tom, I would have expected us to hear more of to this point.
Okay.
Did I say Tom? Or did I not say Tom?
They got my name wrong, but that's all right.
What is your name?
Bob.
Bob. Okay, Bob and Dickinson. Hang on. We'll finish this on the other side of the break, Bob. One sec.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
There's nothing like a great story. And I want to introduce you to some folks who can help tell the story of your town, company, or cause. Heidi and Kara from Crash and Sues are here to tell you how they help create and produce marketing and advertising campaigns for broadcast and online. They've worked with the likes of General Mills, Harley Davidson, NPR, and the Voices of Watford. And they can help you too. Heidi, tell our listeners how Crash and Sues can help.
Every person, every product, every town has a story to tell, and that story should be told in a very creative, simple, and clear way. The shorter that we can make that message and more clear and concise, the better as we reach your audience.
Kara, how do you do what you do?
We deliver compelling content that engages, entertains, and educates. We help ad agencies and businesses create meaningful connections with their customers and employees.
What advice would you have for folks?
If you're not managing your reputation, you can be sure someone else is. It's very important to manage your reputation online these days.
CrashandSues.com or call them at 612-338-7947. Stay tuned for more conversations about storytelling with Crash and Sues.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Top of the hour. Let's finish with Bob and Dickinson here. Bob, what I was trying to say to you is that I'm amazed that more people have not raised the issues you have. I think, quite honestly, Trump's popularity is a sign of the frustration that people have. They're going to set aside some of the morality questions you've raised that may come up. I don't disagree with you. The Democrats will hold their powder until he's the nominee and then bombs away. Although they're not going to go to the morality questions, they may go to other things about his business dealings and whatever. They'll go wherever they need to go. But I'm amazed more conservative voters haven't raised the issues you've raised. I believe it's because they don't care. They just simply want someone that's going to go there and throw haymakers and try and fix a god awful mess created by Barack Obama.
I would hope that you're right more than what I'm fearing is I'm fearing that there's a lot of people who just don't care about those issues. I think the entertainment business has really kind of influenced the morality of our whole nation. I mean, you know, just everything about it that, I mean, like even in the Midwest, for instance, homosexual marriage being acceptable, like people thinking, oh yeah, well, whatever. You know, 20 years ago, that would have been like, people would have been like, you said what? You know, I mean, so it's like, I think that what's sad is, to me, you know, to have a president that talks about the Bible, talks about God, I mean, he's got a freedom of religion, too. So when he, you know, I wasn't a Ben Carson guy until just the other day, and I heard a interview, some NBC guy was interviewing him, and Ben Carson was, you know, they asked him a question like, like you said, what makes you think you can be a great president when you have no experience? And he said, well, he said, the wisest man in all the world said that in the multitude of counselors there is safety. And we quoted King Solomon in the book of Proverbs. And I'm like, you know, a president like that is the kind of statesperson we need, is somebody that I think people could trust in honesty issues, and then also the concept that he's going to be looking to God to help us, too, which we're going to, that's the only thing that's going to help our country. Don't you think so?
No, I hear you. And there is I'd love more of a conversation about the state we find ourselves in the culture. But you're right. It is probably 50-50 the people who care or don't care on that front. Bob, glad you do care. Keep calling. Keep listening. Keep joining the conversation. Appreciate that very much. 800-228-0550. A couple calls came in during the break that we should get to here. Ed, on that accident we talked about yesterday up near Minot. Roll out if you would, Todd.
Hey, good morning. Yesterday's accident here south of Minot. Not only were the traffic driving too fast for conditions, they had school buses out there hauling the children around in fog. Probably visibility was less than 100 feet. So how intelligent is that, you know? School children, school buses, driving down the road, can't see.
Yeah, and I know it's difficult because if you're out in it, the fog gets worse. What do? In my mind, stop. But then, you know, school bus on the side of the road, stop with fog. It's tough. It's not easy. But I hear you. Things should just grind to a halt when there's that kind of fog in the safest way possible. Couldn't agree anymore. Trish in Minnesota with a comment. Roll that on the Cloverdale.
Hey, Scott, this is Trish in Minnesota. Your last guest made a really good point. It's getting home at night and turning on the TV that's killing us, not our bacon. But try telling Hollywood that their product causes cancer. That won't go over, will it? Thanks. Bye.
Great points. Gosh, I love our listeners. You are the best. Appreciate it very much. We're going to bring in our next guest and then get back to more of your calls here on the program today on What's on Your Mind. We are brought to you in part by the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. There's one area you really need to get the facts and quick, because the Clean Power Plan is one piece of a proposal right now that is being discussed that could cost you a lot of money. Yes, you and your own power bill, not to mention what you pay for things, because the cost of energy goes up, the cost of everything goes up. And we don't even know an exact amount on how much it's going to go up. We just know it's going to go up a lot. There is a calculator to get close at SecureEnergyFuture.org, SecureEnergyFuture.org. Go there and find out more. You also can let your members of Congress know, your legislators know, every elected official know how important this is to you at SecureEnergyFuture.org. Our next guest, I feel like we're drinking from a fire hose of important topics today, but here's another. Remember last week the president making a big to-do about the Defense Authorization Act that he vetoed? He was proud of the fact that he vetoed it. Our next guest is not happy. He's executive director of the Reserve Officers Association. And he's written a piece that caught my attention in The Hill, a newspaper, concerning this veto and what it means for Guard and Reserve Forces. Jeff Phillips joins us on our newsmaker line here. Jeff, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Scott, it's great to be here on the flag. Thanks for having me on the show.
Glad to have you. You're on the flag, AM 1090, AM 1100. You're on 550 K-Fire and KLTC. So you got a bunch of listeners today ready to hear what you have to say. One thing that struck me about all this, you know, the debates over the shutdown of government, which really wasn't much of a shutdown at all. There were screams of horror from the left about, you can't do that. You look what you're doing. It's, you know, horrible. And yet, what the president did with his veto, correct me if I'm wrong, is shortchange the men and women serving in the National Guard and Reserve, and there's equipment, funds that have been shut down, and missions and training that don't get the proper equipment and funding for. So that seems to me a lot bigger problem than the World War II Memorial shutting down for a day or two, which was dumb, but nonetheless, some of the things that happened with that. Am I wrong?
Well, good point, Scott. Before I go into the meat and potatoes here, I want to say a big hello to the happy hooligans there. The Air National Guard, North Dakota's first two planes over the Pentagon in 9/11, and also a couple of our great members, Mike Foss and Gary Olson, members of the ROA. You're right. The veto made for whatever reason, and there's been several reasons advanced for the veto. It shortchanges the men and women who are serving in our National Guard and the Reserve, the Reserve component, as we call it, of our military. They need these funding. Sources. They needed to upgrade equipment, modernize equipment, replace equipment that's been worn out during this war that we've been in. And it also it would help fund bonuses, reenlistment bonuses, enlistment bonuses, special pay for certain high priority units, travel expenses. So these are now not being paid while we wait for a resolution of the situation that this veto has put us into.
You know, it sounds partisan to say this president doesn't care about the military, but boy, oh boy. It is hard to argue with that when you look at his veto here, and also the lack of funding priorities for the military. He's quick to fund a new government program and expand, all kinds of entitlement programs. But boy, he is not quick to do much about fixing the mess at the VA or properly funding the Guard and Reserve. And thanks for the shout out to North Dakota. I think North Dakota is number one in per capita participation in the Guard and Reserve. So there's a lot of folks within the sound of our voice that care very deeply about. Individuals and family members that have been part of the Guard and Reserve here, and it looks to me like they're just getting stiff-armed by the president.
It's not a good situation. This bill, the NDAA, the defense bill, was passed with overwhelming bipartisan support in both the House and Senate. I think that the Senate vote was 14-2. The House vote was something like 60-2 in the committees themselves. So strong bipartisan support, and then it goes to the desk and is vetoed. Yes, the president has a domestic agenda, understood, but what he did was he punished essentially those men and women who are serving in the military, and I think to a degree imperiled our national security over a mechanism in a bill. The bill could not do anything about non-defense spending. Of course, this is a defense authorization bill. So we see external reasons used to shortchange our security and the men and women who are serving.
Tell me about the readiness. Tell me about the equipment that members of your organization, Guard and Reserve officers, are using right now. Is our equipment in rough shape?
The Reserve Officers Association of the United States is the nation's only military association that supports all the reserve components, Guard and Reserve. And what we're seeing is readiness beginning to go down. And in fact, outgoing Army Secretary John McHugh said we're on the ragged edge of readiness. This war has worn out gear. It's worn out people. It's worn out families. And we have to replenish that. And so with this restriction on funding, and no one wants to see an out-of-control defense budget. Absolutely not. We have to balance things. But we are a nation at war. We are wearing out gear. We're wearing out people. It has to be replaced. And we have to modernize our equipment. We're looking at potential adversaries out there who are spending a lot of money, and we see it in the news, to upgrade their gear, modernize it. And we've got to do that. Without the U.S., there's a vacuum.
What should we do? What should the average, everyday North Dakotans listening right now do? How can we help?
Encourage your delegation, House and Senate, to override this veto, to get this bill behind us and to move us on. And then look at those people who in Congress are calling for the necessity to declare war in this country. We have been going to war in this country since the end of World War II without war declarations. And what happens is, and this is my personal opinion, the nation isn't rallied to the cause sufficiently. So we've got to look at how we conduct foreign policy in this country. I think we have to examine what we consider our national interest. Speaking as the executive director of the Reserve Officers Association, we have to very carefully look at how we use our reserve components. There's a danger, because budgets are getting tight, there's a danger that we use the reserve components, the men and women in the Guard and Reserve, who are dedicated, skilled, trained, capable, and absolutely resolute in their interest in serving the nation. There's a danger that we use them as a proxy for the active component. The active component is expensive, highly capable, but we're seeing it downsized. And so there's sometimes there can be a temptation to say, well, send in the reserve, they can do it. They're not quite as expensive. Perhaps they're not there full time. There's a danger in that. People went into the reserve for a reason. They want to serve, but perhaps they also want to do other things with their life and career, especially if they're coming out of two or three deployments, just like the active component is. So we've got to look at a lot of things, but I think it all goes back to a very sober look at our national security policy. And I think Secretary Carter, our current Secretary of Defense, is a superb defense secretary. I think the president has put in a good team. But I think we also have to look at our economy and how this nation spends, both takes its money in and spends it. And I think, as has been recently said, perhaps the greatest danger on national security is the economic situation this country is finding itself in.
Less than a minute left. Anything else you want our listeners to know?
I'll tell you what, our listeners all know someone or in their family have someone who's in the reserve component, whether they're in the Guard or the Reserve. And I would like to encourage the people of North Dakota who are listening to this show to ensure they appreciate and thank those members of the reserve component who are serving their communities and their families. Those people, they're sacrificing, yes, but they're serving, they're proud of it. They're perhaps not doing something else in their life so they can put on the uniform or as a family member support someone who's in the uniform, and they're doing that for their communities and for their nation. And I think if I say anything else today, I want to say thank you to those men and women, their families, those who support them, and the veterans of our reserve components. They deserve the best, and that's what the reserve component should always get, and that's what the Reserve Officers Association is there doing, and we really appreciate the opportunity to be on the show today.
Well, we concur with everything you said there, absolutely. God bless the men and women of the entire United States Armed Forces and those Guard and Reserve folks day in and day out making a difference. Jeff Phillips, Executive Director of the Reserve Officers Association and the President's Veto, thank you so much. More coming up on What's On Your Mind, friends.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're on the edge of adventure, and we're surrounded. Surrounded by rivers for canoeing, the legendary Lake Sakakawea for fishing, and pristine grasslands for everything in between. We're wide open spaces and an invitation to explore. We're the majestic badlands of Theodore Roosevelt National Park and the beginning of the rugged 100-mile Mataje Trail. We're hiking, biking, horseback riding, and camping underneath the stars. We're Watford City, and we're time out for family fun. We're rib fest and street dances, high school football games, and rodeos at the county fair. We're Watford City, a hometown and a destination. We're the West at its best, because some things never change. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com. That's voicesofwatford.com.
Good morning, Mr. Spencer. I hope this email finds you well.
Hey, Donna.
What was that?
Your sleep.
My sleep? Where are you?
Good question. You look like crap, by the way.
Hey.
Just saying. I'd like to help, but you sleep on that busted pillow from college, and it's keeping me awake.
I'm sleeping.
Oh, so you meant to put on two different shoes this morning. Rear-end that cop. And call your boss, Cheryl.
We're on a first-name basis.
His name is Larry.
Oh.
Get a MyPillow, Donna.
Your pillow?
No, MyPillow. It's a pillow customized to you, so it's yours. But it's called MyPillow because... Just get it.
Fine. Then we'll see how smart you are, sleep.
Yes, we will. Person talking to invisible nothingness.
Try the adjustable, washable, incredibly comfortable MyPillow and get the sleep you've been missing, whether you know it or not.
Okay, let's regroup on Wednesday. Donna, get some sleep.
I'm on it, Cheryl. Make your pillow MyPillow.
Call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott or online at MyPillow.com. That's promo code Scott.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where on the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
Serve USA, helping America fuel better. Stop in and fill up today your choice C15 all the way up to E85, by the way. Give you the choice right there. That's nice. That's how they connect North Dakota's corn fields with North Dakota's oil fields. They also are the spot for bison tailgating fun, giving away a bison tailgating trailer and two $500 Petro Serve USA card winners every week, like $10,000 in cash. And the 4-for-4 deal. If you're in a hurry, this is great. Four items, hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 20-ounce drink, two cookies, $4. Isn't that nice? At a PetroServe USA location near you. Texter says all the gravel roads in McKenzie County are closed to vehicles over 12,000 pounds due to excess rain. Thank you for that update. They go on to say, bacon is great. Trump rules. Scott and Todd are okay, too. I love it. Another texter. On Donald Trump, he received $1 million loan. He also received $40 million inheritance from his father. But how he started to make his money is not what is important. How he made his fortune after that is. And that is by hiding, or rather by hiring, cheap labor for his construction projects and receiving large tax breaks. He or any company that is worth billions should not be receiving tax breaks. He takes advantage of us taxpayers and the government to bolster his own wealth. Thanks. I listen every day, says Tom. All right. Let's see here. Emailer says, remember the same people who said whole milk, butter, and sunlight were bad for you? Then they came out and said it's good for you? They're the ones now telling you processed meat is as cancerous as smoking. Give me a break. Yeah, the comparison to smoking really got me on this whole deal, too. Very interesting. Another texture. And then the president, who vetoed this bill, will go on in 2 weeks on Veterans Day and say how much we love veterans. I couldn't agree with you anymore. That really ticks me off. And I actually believe this is just a very insidious move by the president. Make it harder for the men and women to remain in the military. Pay increases they're expecting don't happen, messing with their retirement. And then what happens to the military? They leave. They just, you know, sort of muster out. It's just another way that he can cut into our military strength. That is what is happening. Okay, we got to get back to the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline here. Some folks have been waiting for a while to weigh in. And by the way, the Big Flavor Tour is at Hugo's this week. Grafton location tomorrow, 3 to 6. Thursday, East Grand Forks, 3 to 6. Friday, Crookston, 3 to 6. And all Hugo's locations, you'll find rough cut bacon for $3.48 a pound. The ham patties for $2.68 and the smoked brats, two for $6. You gotta love it. Bob and Grafton, what's on your mind?
Hi, Scott. Boy, you got a lot of good information out today. There's so many comments I want to make but on different things, but I'll save that for later. I want to focus on the World Health Organization and their comments. You know, listen, people need to do their research and dig deep and figure out who and find out who works for the World Health Organization and their ties to the New World Order and the United Nations. Notice they didn't say anything about the FDA and how they approve all these big pharmaceutical drugs. Look at all the side effects with a lot of these drugs. It's pathetic. And has anybody ever wondered why fluoride is in our water? If folks are just really please do their research and discover that fluoride is one of the main ingredients in Prozac and other antidepressants. So, I mean, that's one of the biggest lies that this federal government has pulled over the dental industry and American people. So let me get this straight. The federal government is so concerned with my cavities that they force all the different municipal water, fresh water in our country to put fluoride. There was a city in a state west here, I can't remember which state it was, that they voted unanimously to remove fluoride from their water supply. And the federal government came in and forced them to put fluoride back in their water. It's in everything. It's in beer. It's in soda pop. But they don't say anything about, you know, aspartame or sodium benzoate as a preservative, which is used to make silver polish and fireworks, and that's in different products like 5-Hour Energy. They don't say anything about all this other stuff. But
by the way, I did get an email from yesterday that said that there's military training efforts going on in a new bit of airspace up near you there that explains part of what you're seeing in the sky. I don't have time to get into it in detail today, but was it B-52s or was it B-1 bombers? I forget what, but somebody was aware of it being used and attributed to some of what you were seeing up there. We had some calls about that. Bill says, to the caller complaining about school buses out in the fog, first question is, why were you out there? Second, I worked in the school system for 24 years, 6 as a transportation director. It's not so easy to call school off for fog, snow, et cetera. People still show up at school dropping their kids off. I'd rather have a bus with 40 kids out there than 30 cars carrying kids, compounding the situation. These bus drivers are experienced, used to driving in all kinds of weather. Everybody needs to slow down, turn their lights on, and pay attention. It also means put the phone away. One of our policies was to turn on the overhead amber lights just for more visibility. And don't bash us for that, saying it's illegal. We always try to err on the side of caution. All right. Even gave me his number if we'd like to talk about that further. But appreciate that very much. Great emailers, great callers today. Here's a rancher from Fort Rice. Says, when it comes to health recommendations concerning meat, concerning meat. I'm far more apt to listen to sources like the American Heart Association rather than the WHO. More than 20 cuts of beef, for example, have earned the American Heart Association's mark for heart-healthy food. In fact, the North Dakota chapter of the American Heart Association and the North Dakota Beef Commission are teaming up to offer a healthy eating cooking demonstration in Bismarck on National Eating Healthy Day. I'm guessing Nancy Jo Bateman of the North Dakota Beef Commission could give you more information. Says that rancher from Fort Rice. Thank you for that. Appreciate that very much, Sheena. And good idea. And I think T.J. Russell of Cloverdale said it well. Get off the couch. If we eat the bacon but then exercise and live a little healthier, we're doing pretty darn good. Oh, my gosh, we didn't get to everybody today because we had a busy day on so many topics. But guess what? Good news is we do it all over again tomorrow. So thanks for listening. God bless you, one and all. That's a wrap for What's on Your Mind. Business owners, listen up. Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers in North Dakota. Art, how you doing?
Good, Scott. Thanks for having me.
I'd like to talk to Mr. and Mrs. Business Owner out there that want to know that Sunbelt is the right firm to represent their company in a sales situation. Tell us how you're different.
Sunbelt in North Dakota operates primarily in the small to middle market. Most of our sales close at $5 million or less, but we have worked on deals up to $20 million. Our average sales size runs at about $650,000.
In addition to the size and the sales price, an important factor is finding qualified buyers. How do you do that?
Sunbelt of North Dakota has worked over the years creating a buyer's network so we can match prospective buyers with the right business. We also screen those buyers to make sure that the financial capacity and their business acumen line up with the seller.
Simple as a phone call, folks. Art Rosenberg and his team at 701-347-2727 or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com. nd.sunbeltnetwork.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffer from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.